Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey. The Holy Spirit has significant roles in the lives of believers. The Spirit convicts the world of sin. We are born again by the Spirit, and many other things that we will be reminded of in today's Call to Worship.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
God in heaven, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, as Jesus foretold. Your Spirit is responsible for many benefits vital to our spiritual life and growth. The fruit, outward expression, benefits of the Holy Spirit in our lives include the Holy Spirit producing this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, among many other attributes that we will look into this hour. Father, as always, the things of this world, its sights and sounds, are constantly distracting us from you. Lord, please intervene. Help us to stay focused on you and your presence and your word, spoken and in song. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
To the
You're listening to Call to Worship. We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our weekly email service can provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topics. Simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, and enter your email address in the area in the top right-hand corner of our homepage to subscribe to this free weekly email service. Thank you for your letters and your financial help to this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please be sure to include the call letters of this station. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.medfordoregon.com. calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us.
Thank you.
This is your call to worship.
Yeah.
When we become a Christian, we are blessed with the personal presence of God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is a person of the Trinity, convicting the world of sin. It is by His power that the born-again Christian is enabled to live a Christ-like life. The Spirit quickens our mortal bodies, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, makes intercession for the saints, gives comfort and gives us wisdom, and anoints us for ministry. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's look deeper into Scripture, beginning with the words of Jesus from John 16. And when He comes, He will convict the world of its sin, and of God's righteousness, and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in Me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you will see Me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. From Galatians chapter 5, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Matthew chapter 28, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The second letter to the Corinthians ended with this final greeting. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. From Romans chapter 8, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He searcheth the hearts, knowing what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints, according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to His purpose. From Ephesians chapter 4. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. John 14, These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. 1 John 4, Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into this world so that we might have eternal life through Him. This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and His love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given us His Spirit as proof that we live in Him and He in us. Ephesians chapter 1. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. And lastly, from Galatians chapter 5, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things that you want to do." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Holy Spirit is a comforter, your source of peace and comfort in times of need, and the Spirit will guide you in your heart and mind, and many times directly by helping us to remember the Word of God. Lord, help us to think on these things.
We will work.
Call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we have looked at the ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through us as God's gift. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And when you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And until we answer the call to worship once again, now, unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen.
With his spirit and his love, let him fill.